The money approved by Republicans is more than the roughly $100 million Governor Tony Evers proposed for PFAS remediation in his budget. But it doesn't include requirements Evers wanted for testing and investigating PFAS pollution. Senator Calda Royce, a Democrat from Madison, said that means that each use of the fund will have to pass through the legislature.
This money is not going to be useful or available to anyone without further action from the very legislative majority that has prevented action year after year after year after year.
Republicans say this is a major achievement for Wisconsin communities struggling with exposure to the forever chemicals. The trust fund would still have to be approved by the full legislature and the governor. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.